This is Terry Mandel, D.O. I was cut off on dictation of Charita Fawbush, F-A-W-B-U-S-H. I will continue where I left off. I'm going to be a little repetitive by a couple lines, but in the area of past traumatic medical history, I'm not going to redictate everything I did before that, but we'll start at past traumatic medical history, and you can fill it in either at this point or wherever I left off, because I'm going to go back a few lines. The patient injured her mid-back in 2017 in a work injury. She hit her mid-back and told she had a strain and a bruise. She had physical therapy for 4 to 6 weeks, period. It healed completely without permanency, period. The patient never injured her right knee in the past, period. The patient torn her meniscus in her left knee in 2019 in a work fall, period. She had a work injury in 2023 of her right shoulder. It was injured. She was seen once delivering a water heater, and there was no permanency, period. She had a work injury to her right ankle, which was a sprain, in 2015 when she slipped, period. She had a prior auto accident on May 4th of 2023, injuring her low back and left knee. She had physical therapy 6 weeks, and it resolved completely without permanency, period. New paragraph. Occupation. The patient is an independent contractor as a driver, and she was full-time, period. She signed up for disability and tried to return to work in January of 24. She worked intermittently but was unable to continue, period. She presently walks with a limp, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. St. Vincent's Kokomo, the patient is a 42-year-old female, otherwise healthy, presents today due to car versus pedestrian, period. She arrives via Howard Community Hospital EMS, period. At a local bar in the patio when a truck ran her over from behind, going approximately 25 miles per hour, period. Hurt her mid-thoracic back as well as lower leg, as well as upper gastric region, period. She feels pain all over as well, period. Abnormalities documented on physical exam, including right lower leg with large open laceration and deformity, period. Musculoskeletal midline tenderness, thoracic and lumbar region, period. I believe it is reasonable to have patient transferred immediately to a level 1 trauma center, period. Patient was given fentanyl 50 micrograms IV as well as Zofran 4 milligrams IV, period. Emergency diagnosis is 1 trauma chest, 2 traumatic injury, period. Ascension St. Vincent's, September 11th, 2023. X-rays of the chest, no acute process, period. CT of the cervical spine, September 11, 2023. No acute cervical spine abnormality detected on CT. CT of the head without contrast, no acute intracranial abnormality. CT of the chest, abdomen, pelvis, angiography. Trace left pneumothorax and trace anterior pneumomediastinum. X-ray of the tibia and fibula to view no acute fracture or dislocation, period. ATI physical therapy discharge summary, November 6, 2023. Patient has attended 7 physical therapy sessions. Patient states she still has difficulty with walking long distances, bending and stairs, period. Evaluation date, October 9th, 2023. thoracic and lumbar pain, comma, knee pain, period. Community Health Surgery Center, Howard, July 10th, 2024. Procedure, surgical procedure performed, right knee arthroscopic plica resection. Post-op diagnosis, right knee plica medial shelf with synovitis, period. They state in the report, shaver was used to resect the medial shelf plica, period. End of report. MRI, right knee, June 22nd, 2024. Possible mild horizontal upper surface tearing along the posterior horn lateral meniscus, period. Community Surgical Center, Howard, July 10th, 2024. Final diagnosis, one, plica, P-L-I-C-A, plica syndrome, right knee, two, tear of the medial meniscus, comma, current injury, comma, right knee, period. Community Orthopedics, June 7th, 2024. Comes in today with chronic knee pain, period. She was injured after an automobile struck her two different times, period. She was run over by the vehicle, period. Right knee is very tender to palpation, period. She specifically has a positive McMurray enthesaly, T-H-E-S-S-A-L-Y. She specifically has a positive McMurray enthesaly with tenderness, period. Slight effusion is noted, period. Lacking approximately 5 degrees of full extension, period. Flexion is limited to 90 degrees, period. Assessment. Stretch the assessment. They state degenerative tear of the medial meniscus of the right knee, period. Community Orthopedics, June 28, 2024. Right knee MRI demonstrates a complex tear to the posterior medial meniscus, period. They state the patient and I discussed treatment options to include arthroscopic surgery and performing a partial meniscectomy, period. We'll go ahead and get that set up, period. Elite Therapy, July 24th, 2024. She was hit by a drunk driver on September 11th, 2023. She sustained a concussion, comma, a punctured lung, and that her leg was split open, period. Indiana Health Center note, October 9th, 2023. Patient here for wound check / suture removal. Thoracic back spasms persist, period. Assessment one, pedestrian on foot injured in collision with car accident. Two, leg pain. Three, acute bilateral thoracic back pain. Four, wound recheck, period. Note from 4C Health, that's the number four, the letter C is in can't. In the word health, 4C Health, note, June 17th, 2024, diagnosed with severe depression and PTSD, period. Report she was struck by a truck in 2023, which triggered her depression and anxiety to increase, period. Patient reports consistent panic attacks, period. Reports that since her accident, she has isolated herself often, period. I am paranoid and don't like crowds, period. Diagnosis is post-traumatic stress disorder, period. Elite Therapy Evaluation, July 21st, 2023. And this is prior to this injury in the old records. Mm-hmm. In the old record, states she was a driver of a vehicle involved in an MVA on May 4th, 2023. Period. She was hit from behind by a semi while driving her work vehicle. Period. She immediately noticed stiffness in her left knee. Common, her back pain made it hard for her to get out of bed. Period. She had pain across her lower back. Period. Assessment, low back pain, comma, pain rating down the right lower extremity, comma, decreased trunk range of motion, comma, decreased core stabilization, comma, muscle strength, left knee pain, comma, decreased left knee range of motion, comma, decreased left lower extremity strength, comma, decreased function, period. Plan 2 times a week for 12 weeks, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the pedestrian versus car accident of September 11, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, the patient appeared anxious, comma, nervous, comma, restless, comma, and exhibited poor attention span, all consistent with anxiety, depression, and PTSD, period. ENT examination revealed a loose, tender, and inflamed left lower tooth. Pupils were equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the skin revealed an 8x4 centimeter scar, hyperpigmented, involving the right lateral upper lower leg, period. This was near the right knee and was very disfiguring and related to this accident, period. There were several scoping scars involving the right knee, period. There was a 2 centimeter laceration scar involving the right posterior elbow region, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds. Thoracic examination revealed paravertebral muscle spasm present. There was heat and tenderness on palpation. There was diminished strength in the thoracic area. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 14 degrees and extension by 6 degrees, period. The patient presented with an abnormal flex gait, period. Lumbar examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the extremities revealed the left knee to be normal. There was 15% swelling of the right knee with palpable tenderness. There was diminished range of motion of the knee with flexion lacking 16 degrees of function. There was crepitance of the right knee. There was diminished strength of the right knee, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal, symmetrical 2/4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2/4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, thoracic strain, comma, sprain, comma, and pain. Next number, right knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, synovitis, comma, derangement, comma, tear of the medial meniscus with surgery on July 10th, 2024 of plica resection. Next number, PTSD. Next number, aggravation of pre-existing anxiety and depression. Next number, chest trauma with pneumothorax. Next number, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain. Next number, right lower leg laceration with sutures and disfiguring scar. Next number, head trauma with laceration and possible concussion. Next number, fractured tooth, lower left, period. The above diagnoses were all directly caused by the drunk driver running the pedestrian over. on September 11th, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following three impairment ratings, period. In reference to the thoracic area, utilizing Table 17-3, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right knee, utilizing Table 16-3, the patient qualifies for a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the PTSD, utilizing Table, utilizing Chapter 14, not Table, but utilizing Chapter 14, the patient qualifies for an additional 3% whole body impairment. When we combine these three impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of injuries of the accident of September 11th, 2023, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in her mid-back and right knee for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will have permanent arthritis, more likely in the mid-back and right knee regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Ongoing medication will both prescription and over-the-counter will cost $125 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient will need a back and knee brace at a cost of $300 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will need a tens unit at a cost of $500, period. The patient will need more psychology and psychiatric counseling at an estimated cost of $4,000, period. Dental repairs would be estimated at $2,500, period. Consideration for plastic surgical revision of the right knee disfiguring scar should be considered as well, period. Some injections in her back would cost $2,500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.